بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, continue making muzakara of the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the only way for our success, and more greater than that, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this world, if a person wants goodness in his life in every aspect, the only way is to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's extremely important. Here we just make muzakara to remind ourselves, but we should go home daily and take our time to have talim in the house and recite, read few minutes the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1-2 sunnahs every day. The next day revise it again and make muzakara and ask the family, ask one another, did we practice on the sunnah or not? We have to revise it again. So we also, we reading the sunnah, ask ourselves, did I practice on the sunnah? Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq. Last we learned the sunnah when leaving the home to read the dua, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And also make salam when you're leaving the house. And if you're going for namaz particularly, then don't rush. Walk in a dignified manner, which shows that a person should leave early for namaz. Due to some reason you got a bit late, then a person should walk fast but not rushing. That you don't come in a masjid panting, how are you going to start your namaz, how are you going to read your sunnah, etc. So the dua when now entering the home. When entering the home, upon entering, first greet those in the home with salam. And as Hazrat says, make salam cheerfully. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And even if there's nobody at home, then the jinnat are there, they are malaika. So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa ala ibadillahi salihin. So, when we enter the home, make cheerfully and make loudly, not in our breath that nobody even can hear us making salam. And when the inmates of the house, the family, etc., reply also cheerfully, wa alaykum assalam. And it's not salamu alaykum, it's assalamu alaykum. The hamza in the beginning must be said clearly. So we don't say it also properly, and that's another subject, that how we make salam, people don't even think that what are these people saying. Just for example, in the earlier days, when there wasn't phones like today, we won't understand. The very early days, there used to be what is called a call station, that you only have one phone, and that phone also you don't dial numbers, you just you'd wind it, and then it goes directly to the call station. There's a person sitting there. That was before in the apartheid days. Then they will ask you what's okay. It was mostly Afrikaners. So you say, I want this number, connect me to that number. So they put connect you. Now you wait a few seconds, then you see you getting connected. That's how. Then here today we. But progress with technology, we don't understand all those things. So anyway, one person like that in Brit, he asked Mawlana Jina Sahib, his father, that you Muslims, when you just start your conversation, why do you say Slanum of the Kop? And then why the people reply Maitum Khaslan? So he's thinking, what? Then he realized when we make Salam, we say Slam Alaikum. So to him it sounds like Slanum of the Kop. So if we make Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and normally when they reply, Malaikum salam, we don't reply properly. And that one mostly used to be our elders, so they were still, they didn't know how to pronounce properly. But we, and we say we know our tajweed, and we don't say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and say the full salam. And they also teach the house people that Allah, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then there's a dua to enter the house also. Inni as'aluka Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaji wa khayral makhraji. Bismillah walajna wa bismillah kharajna wa 'ala Allah rabbina tawakkalna. This dua is read for both entering and leaving. So you made salam, now read the dua also, that oh Allah, I ask you a good entering and a noble leaving. When the name of Allah, what the name of Allah have we entered, and with the name of Allah do we leave, and upon Allah have we placed our trust. So what more? You come in the house, you get the barakat. You leave the house, you get barakat. But we come in the house, no salam, and we not even talking properly. So where are we going to get barakat in the house? So Allah give us tawfiq. Only in the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we'll find goodness in our lives. Further, carry on with our lessons on Anwarus Salah. This kitab to teach us what is the haqiqat of the salah, what is the reality of salah. And first of all, what a great gift salah is. And then before that also to know who we are and what honor Allah has given us. That Allah Ta'ala has given us this golden gift on not just Allah Ta'ala just send it down like what Jibreel alayhi salam also, but Allah gave this gift in a very, very special way. That Allah invited Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala and went on this long journey and presented this golden gift by who? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought it. Allahu Akbar. In the earlier days when you were studying in India, then there wasn't cell phone and all that zamana also. Then you have to wait for your money, which is called a draft order. Then now you're waiting, 1 week is late, you're getting worried. All of a sudden you see the postman come, and he comes with your draft. You get so happy, you give him a present. But he just brought your draft. So, now he became important. Yeah, who is Allahu Akbar? Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can't compare the two. You can't even use the word like that. But what great honor. And Allah calling His beloved. And Allah giving His beloved this most honorable gift. And then Allah says, take this gift also for your ummah. Allahu Akbar. Supposed to be special only for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah made it special for all of us. Why? Because we are khas chela sarkari. We should know we are the special royal servants of the royal king. Malikul mulk. Not the kings of this world. We are the king of the royal servants of the kings of kings. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't need servants. Allah doesn't need slaves. Allah is independent. But Allah has honored us and made us His special servants. And then to realize this position, what Allah has commanded, the whole world, all the creation. كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. Allah says, everything, what you think is dead, a dead stone also, everything is busy making the tasbih of Allah. And every creation of Allah just got one part. كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ. Everyone just know their part of salah. You are the royal slave. You are the royal servant of Allah. So we gave you the whole comprehensive package just in 2 rakat salah. You are the royal, you are a very honorable slave. But when a person doesn't know his value, then we don't appreciate ourselves. And like we explained, Hafiz doesn't know his value. And then we say why people don't respect the Hafiz. So when we don't know our value, that is why we have to learn and gain first of all, who is our Allah? Who gave this gift first of all? And then giving it to who? We that don't deserve it. But Allah is giving it to us, and a person who's got little brain, he'll be appreciative and he'll make shukr. And in such a way that he'll want to know, how must I fulfill this responsibility? That Allah regarded me as trustworthy and Allah gave me this great trust. Then now uphold my command. And how to uphold the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly, not only every day, but 5 times a day. You come to the headquarters, Allah ta'ala calls you in. You get you strengthen your connection with Allah. Then you go out and do your work in such a way that you're doing business, but people can see this is a different businessman. He is not an ordinary businessman. And such a businessman, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Astajiru suduqul amin ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqin." A person who learns how to do business and is honest and is trustworthy, he will be raised with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So here we come to the court of Allah to rejuvenate our iman, to get gain the strength of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as we explained, what a person will become. That Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that Allah wants us through the barakat of the salah, takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. One is the salah, inna salah tatanna anil fahshai. It will take away all the filth and dirt from our lives. To realize who you are. I'm insan first of all. I make a bola. Qad karramna, but Allah gave me such honor, such dignity. So I have to live up to that high pedestal. As Hazrat says, that malaika will be envying you. And so to live up to that position, now you have to learn how the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how generous is Allah, how kind is Allah, how what justice Allah ta'ala has got, and how Allah has got mercy for the whole creation, etc. And when you color yourself in the color of Allah, then Allahu Akbar, Allah says, Inna al-abrar lafi na'im. The abrar, the very pious servants of Allah, in this world they will have peace and contentment in their heart. And akhirat, what ni'mat they will get. And who are the abrar really? Just to get a brief understanding, that alladhina la yardawna al-zar, la yardawna al-shar, wa la yu'zuna al-zar. Abrar is those people who don't like to see any evil. They hate to do evil and they don't like to see it. If we see so much sun, somewhere the music is playing and we don't feel uneasy. Like Hazrat says, there's something very big problem with our iman. Where we still have to come insan, then we have to become Muslims, then we have to become mu'minin, then we can think of progressing, become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. We see the things and we don't feel hurt, we don't feel anything. You're driving right next to you, there's a car blaring music and you still leave your window open. It can be a hot day also, you'll close your window. Even you don't have aircon, anything, as much as you'll get the sound little, but there's some prevention. But so the abrar are those who just hate, they don't like the disobedience of Allah. They don't like the disobedience and fulk and sin. And on the other hand, they got so lot feeling for the ummah, that although that person is in sin, but they're making dua for him. That Allah, give him hidayat, let him understand, who are we? We are your royal servants. You gave us this great honor without deserving it in the least. But every morning you get up, make shukr, ya Allah, you woke me up as insan again. Allahu Akbar. We know the previous nations, the Bani Israel, didn't appreciate. They got up one day, but so adamant in breaking the commands of Allah, that their faces were turned into kunu kiradat and khasi'in, become monkeys and swine. And their families could see their body. We know, this is my uncle. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So the abrar are such that they don't cause harm even to an ant. Allahu Akbar. And we see literally, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Hassab, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of our great pious elders, visited our country many years ago. He came to one masjid in Lanesia. He had to make wuzu. He sat at the wuzu khana and he just opened the tap. He saw a string of ants walking past. Now he said, if I'm going to carry on my wuzu here, the poor ants, I'm going to drown them. He closed his tap. He moved to 3-4 seats down in the wuzu khana. He opened the tap again. There he saw another string of ants there. So he closed that tap also. And he went like that few places till he found a place where he could make wuzu properly. We just get angry and we just think, no, we should see, although Allah Ta'ala has given us permission to take certain precautions, etc. But first try and see that they move away. Allahu Akbar. How Sulaiman alayhi salam passed when the ants saw him coming and they immediately made gush called namla tu ya yu an namlu khulu masakinakum. That, oh, ants, go into your hole. Sulaiman alayhi salam will trample you. He won't know. And how they said it, they knew a wali of Allah won't cause them harm intentionally. He won't even know. He didn't see you. Allah, and that's the Nabi of Allah. So that is why ulama, some ulama have prescribed, you got lot ants, read this ayat, and you'll see how they start disappearing from your home also. So anyway, and Allahu Akbar, another example of our great pious elders, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, very great wali of Allah also. And these were the last two khalifas of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. Allahu Akbar. And one was Jalali and one was Jamali. In other words, one was very firm. Mawlana Abrar al-Hassab was very firm. And whenever he used to come, as Hazrat explained, he'll first check if everything is according to Sunnah. The moment he hears Azan is not correct, immediately, whoever, if there's a student that's the Imam of his student, immediately he'll reprimand him. That you are the Imam and you still didn't teach the Muazzin how to give Azan. What's wrong with you? And so anyway, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to be very soft and kind, but in a deep way he used to make tarbiyat. So anyway, he was invited by one person here, Haji Abramji from Lodium, and After the program, everything, now you have to go to rest. And a buzurg out of Allah gives you honor, the command of Allah, Allah honors you. People want to give you the best place to sleep. People want to take you, and that doesn't appeal to you. You're not worried. You make shukr, this is Allah's ni'mat. You're not worried where they put you and how they put you. So like Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, when he went to his room now, and what kind room also, very, very, not just a double bed or a queen-size bed, a king-size bed. And he was not a man of big bulk, a small stature, but see the honor Allah Ta'ala gives you. And then the carpet, etc. So when Hazrat went in his room, he closed the door, then he saw a cat was on the bed, sleeping, calmly, so nice. Hazrat thought, if I'm going to go on the bed, this poor cat, I'm going to disturb his sleep. So he slept on the floor. When they came in the morning, they came to the room, Fajr time, to see Hazrat is ready, etc. They saw the bed, nothing wrong. And Hazrat, they say, Hazrat, where you slept? Say, I slept here on the carpet. They say, why, what's wrong? Says, the bed was there, made for you. Says, bye. There was a cat that was sleeping, so cool and calm. And how could I disturb the poor cat's sleep? Who am I so important? And your carpet is so thick and so nice, so more better than our mats also. So I had a good sleep. What's wrong in there? So these are, if we just to take inspiration, and these are people of our time. What can be said of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala? When Sahaba, and just comes with sohbat, with company of the mashayikh, that is why it's so important that Allah said, Kunu ma sadiqeen. This won't come with bayans. I can talk about it. It can't come in my life without the company of the men of Allah Ta'ala. And we travel with them to become like them. Not just to see all them and with them, like Allahu Akbar. Just to understand, one person going with our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that Hazrat ke saath jana bahut acha hai, to go with Hazrat. That subah bhi murgh hi milta hai, dupair mein bhi murgh, shaam mein bhi murgh, all day, morning you breakfast, you get chicken. In the afternoon you get roast chicken again, at night also. So how nice it is to move with the buzurgs. Hazrat came to know, he said, Be'wukuf, oh stupid person, if you're going with the buzurgs just to get chicken, then you'll get nothing but just chicken. Make your intention, I'm going with the buzurg to learn who is the creator of that chicken. And I want the creator of that chicken. You'll get the creator and you'll get the chicken, by the way. And then you'll appreciate the chicken. Otherwise, now you're just eating and filling your stomach and just going export. You don't know then to think who made that chicken. As we learned, that mad dalilu ala wahdaniyatillah. What is the dalil of the oneness of Allah? Imam Shafi said, look at that beautiful white palace, that egg. How after 21 days it just split. And you see a beautiful yellow chick coming out from there. Who made this beautiful? So this is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what, when the qualities, and remember, to become a friend of Allah, to become a abrar, to become a abdal, higher, to become a kutub, very, very great position. Allah doesn't look at how much ibadat you make. Allah wants to see the qualities. Are the qualities of Allah coming into us? And this will come from the man which was transferred to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba got the greatest qualities of them. We know what love they had for one another. Battlefield, person is on his dying bed and his brother yearns for water. He says, he just makes a sign, go to him. So does these qualities, and when these qualities came, Allah Ta'ala promised that wa'adallahu alladhina amanu minkum wa'amilu salihat. Those who bring iman, know their position, do good deeds, we will give you rulership in the world. And if we read our history, Allahu Akbar, we'll come to know that Muslims ruled the world right till over just about 100 years ago. We think that no kuffar are ruling. The kuffar did nothing for the world. The Muslims ruled the world. The Muslims taught the world all the necessities of life, etc. Whether it's medicine, whether it's anything, it was taught from the masajid also. We think they are progressing with technology. They don't know anything. We are, when the moment you lose your connection with Allah, you don't realize who you are, as we learned here, that you'll be moving backwards. Ulta pao, instead of walking frontwards, you'll be moving backwards and you'll fall into Jahannam. When you come to know who you are and you live up to that high position, recognize the greatness of Allah, that I am going into the house of Allah. I am the royal slave of Allah Ta'ala. I must go with proper adab, with all that will come in front. Then a person, Allah says, we will give you rulership of the world. And when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa, he cried. And he says, I remember the day when my father gave me one smack. He says, you can't look after goats. How are you going to look? Wow, you're going to look after yourself. He says, forget myself. Today I'm Amirul Mu'mineen. And how did I get this? Inna kunna azalla qawmun fa'azana Allah bil Islam. We were the most degraded nation. We didn't know who we are. When we came to know from the company of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest gift Allah sent, the greatest ihsan Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to take us out from our dungeons and doldrums of tyranny and oppression. You are insan. You are the great vicegerent of Allah. And when they came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, today Allahu Akbar, we are ruling over 2.25 million square miles. And then Islamic rule just carried on. Ottoman Empire, till Spain, till recently. But when the Muslims forgot who they are, started falling into luxury, and started following them, people who don't know they are insan, living worse than animals. As Allah Ta'ala says, many of us, Allah save me, all of us, that لَوْمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِيَا وَلَوْمْ عَيُنْ. Everybody got brains, everybody got eyes, ears, but we're not using it. So أُولَيْكَ كَلَنَامْ. You're not like a human being. You look like a human being. To look like a human being is something else. And to become a real, royal slave of Allah. And thus namaz will bring. But first, we have to do the cause of marifat. Know who Allah Ta'ala is. And this is why we come here. So, and then understand, Allah gave us such a package that every creation is in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. They all making salah, but just one aspect of salah. For example, the trees. All the time they only in Qiyam. Only one position all the time. The buildings also. All the, even the buildings. Don't think they are dead buildings. They are in Qiyam. They're in one posture of Salah. Then the animals, the four-legged animals, etc. All the time they are just in Ruku all the time. If you take the mountains, the earth, all the time just in the Attahiyat position. The sitting position all the time. And the reptiles, the snakes, the ants, all these things, all the time in sajda all the time. Allahu Akbar. Malaika, some are in ruku, some are in qiyam, some in sajda. Others are engaged in tasbih, others are engaged in tilawat of Quran Sareem, others are engaged in dua. Allah says, you my royal slave, you have got, I gave you this amanat to recognize me, to know who I am, and color yourself in my color, build my qualities in your life, and teach people how to lead their life. That is every home, the parents supposed to grow up those children in that way. But unfortunately, we lost our direction, and we don't know. So Allah Ta'ala says, when you don't realize you are the Khalifa, you don't uphold this position of yours, what an honorable position, Allah Ta'ala says, that now you will be walking backwards, and you think you're progressing in life. How many people are so foolish that scientists say this? Scientists don't know whether they're coming or going. Allahu Akbar. If science finds out any theory that, and it's according to Quran Sharif, then it's actually that is Quran Sharif has proven that. Science can never prove Quran Sharif, but Quran Sharif proves whether that person's thinking is correct or not. So we have to realize who we are. And that is one aspect. That all the creations, ibadat, Allah gave us in one package. And then not only that, further on, this is such a great ni'mat, such an honorable gift of Allah Ta'ala, that all the ibadat put together, Allah has put it in namaz. So when you're performing namaz, you're not just getting sawab of performing 2 rakat namaz. You're getting sawab of giving zakat. You're getting sawab of giving, of keeping fast. You're getting sawab of going in jihad also. You're getting sawab of making hajj in 2 rakat namaz. And how is it? We'll understand it here. That person who upheld his position, he became, not only Allah rewards you, and that's what we say when we start salah, realize, just be conscious before you say, Allahu Akbar, iman. I bring iman, it's my Allah's command. It's not just my duty, it's your responsibility. But it's a great command of my Allah. And a slave like me, Allah could have ordered other slaves. Allah called me special. And now, Ya Allah, I'm standing in front of you. And you'll appreciate this ni'mat. Allah, you granted me this great ni'mat. And I don't deserve any reward. But what rewards you promised? Allahu Akbar. Just the Allahu Akbar. We can't go into all the details now. But just that Allahu Akbar that you say, Allahu Akbar. All the valuable, 1,000 feet in front of you, all the valuables of gold and silver and all spend in the path of Allah, that Allahu Akbar is more greater than that. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great honor. If you uphold it, not only you're going to get a peaceful life, and peaceful life is not the outward things, it's a condition of the heart. A person who's sitting on his mat, as we mentioned, that hum jo apne unke yaad mein, jo hum apne boriya par baithe hain, takht-e Sulaiman nazar aate. That, oh Allah, we that are sitting on our mats, straw mats, and we think of you, we think like we're flying on the raft of Sulaiman alayhi salam. We are right by the arsh of Allah. We can't explain people what is this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, we don't realize this. Allah says you'll be walking backwards. And the irony of the thing is, you are ignorant and you don't know you're ignorant. That is still understood. One is a person is ignorant, he knows he's ignorant, but he thinks, no, I'm very intelligent. That is a person who's got compound jahalat, ignorance. So Allah Ta'ala says that is one aspect of your salah. The other aspect, why we gave you the salah, is not to put you under any burden or anything. Because you're the royal slave, you must come get that special closeness with Allah Ta'ala. And in return, what Allah gives us, you come for salah, your 2 rakat namaz. Aur janna chahe, jo koi namaz panch gana ada karta hai, usko sawab aisa milta hai, jaisa ke zakat. A person who performs salah daily, just your 2 rakat, you must know, have this in mind, that now I'm getting the reward of zakat also. And we'll explain in front how Hazrat has put it so beautifully to make us understand. And you get the sawab or hajj ka, or roze ka, or jihad ka. You get the sawab of giving zakat also. You get the sawab of going for hajj also. You get the sawab of fasting also. And the sawab of jihad, Allahu Akbar, in a battlefield. And how is this? Is tarah ke kharaj pani aur kapre ka khuda ki bandagi ke waste kare. Bajai zakat ke hai. What is zakat? To give your, to stand in the path of Allah Ta'ala. One is your first zakat, and one all the other nafal, sadaqah, etc. It's all called zakat. So zakat, when you have to come for salah, you have to spend money for water, you have to spend money for your clothes, etc. So that spending that money, you make the intention that I'm spending this money of water so I can purify myself or to go make Allah's ibadat. I am the slave of Allah. I must present myself properly. And on the other hand, Allah gives reward that you spending your money for my pleasure. I give you the reward that you're spending in the path of Allah. You're giving zakat. And on the other hand, Hazrat teaches us that from this we learn that we shouldn't be miserly also. And we shouldn't be like parasites. That we just use the places without thinking that somebody is paying for the expenses. We come to the masjid, yes, sir. We come to the khanqah also, we eating everything. If Allah has given us the ability, we got that ability to spend. Now don't just eat and don't give. Give something to the khanqah. Go and give to Hazrat or whoever is responsible. That Hazrat, I'm using the lights here. I'm using the water. Here's my share of water and lights here. Here's my share, the food I'm eating. When you got, then spend in the path of Allah. So much so that Hazrat said, before when the madrasa started, they never used to be student fees. So one person came to Hazrat and said, Hazrat, have you got students? He says, no. He says, why we that can afford? Why must other people pay for our children? We can afford it. We're supposed to be paying. And it's an honor to pay to give your student, to give your child education. Today, we feel it an honor to send our children to nursery school. And pay for 1 month, we're paying 5,000 rand for a small child. Allahu Akbar. And when it comes to madrasa fees, 500 rand people can't pay. Because we don't know the value. We don't know who we are. So then Hazrat said, yes, what you're saying is correct. We stipulate madrasa fees. So, and that also is very minimal. Compared to what people to go learn how to become animals in the schools and universities, what fees they pay there, we can't imagine. And we think, no, we are very important. Like Hazrat says, that is Shaitan's diplomacy. Tell a person to go to hell in such a way, he looks forward and he tell you, thank you. That you tell you, thank you, man. You gave my child a place in this school. Hey, thank you very much. But he's sucking you and he suck your child's brains also away. And we don't know. Islam has put us on a position of honor. where we have stooped down today. And we are crying, what is the condition of the Ummah? We have to go back to the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Come back in the Sohbat of the Ahlullah, the man of Allah. So when you give your, when you're spending, you are giving zakat. And then, or ruk wana taraf Kaaba ke Hajj, Allahu Akbar. And look at Hajj, the whole aspect of Hajj. Now when you're standing facing the Qibla, to Kaaba Sharif, and just think that this is also Allah's command, Allah's special focus that will come in front, inshallah. So now when you're facing yourself to Kaaba Sharif, it is as if, when you're for-foking yourself, then it is, you're now already got you in front of Kaaba Sharif. When you go for Hajj, you have to be by Kaaba Sharif. Then, so now you already think that, and have this thought in your mind, I'm right in Makkah Sharif. I'm right in front of Kaaba Sharif. And like Hazrat says, use your thoughts in the right direction. But that's when Marifat comes. Then you'll think, hey, I'm facing Kaaba Sharif. And then see the enjoyment when you really come to Kaaba Sharif. Then you'll see the feeling there, it's something ecstasy. You don't know, Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to say, Main khab dekh kar hao ya haqeeqat hai. Allah is just a dream or is just a reality. That now me right in front of your house, till now it was like ghaib. I used to think I'm right in front of your house, and here you brought me here. And then when you're saying takbir e tahreema, lifting your hands is sunnat. But to say the first Allahu Akbar so loud that you hear yourself, and you say it with your tongue moving, your lips moving, Allahu Akbar, that is called takbir e tahreema. Now everything has become haram for you. Now you have put on your ihram. And ihram when you put on, you got 8 restrictions. You can't put perfume, etc., touch your wife, all that restriction. Here in namaz is even to a greater extent. So now you have put on your ihram. You're facing the direction, you're right in front of Kaaba Sharif. And further, or muh taraf Qibla ke bajaye tawaf ke. Now you put on your ihram, and now you're facing Kaaba Sharif, as if you're making tawaf of the Kaaba of Allah Ta'ala. Here you're making tawaf of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Because your body should be in line with Kaaba, your heart should be by the arsh of Allah. You're making tawaf of the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Or karawana bajai wukuf Arafat. And now that you're standing straight, as if now you're standing in Arafat. When you come to Arafat, it is the al-hajj al-Arafah. The major aspect of Hajj is to be just present in Arafah. Just to be there for one moment. Whether you're sitting, you're standing, whatever, so much so that the government used to make arrangements. Till now they must be still. A person is sick in hospital. He came for Hajj, but so that he don't make a mess his Hajj, they bring him in a helicopter and just pass him through, let him come through Arafah just for a few minutes, 1-2 minutes, and then his Hajj is made. So you're in Arafah now, just think, I'm in Arafah. And actually Arafat is, that it starts after Zawal. Now you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood the whole afternoon in the hot sun and just making dua, standing and making dua and lifting his hands high. And so now you're right at Arafat. And now when you're reading your Surah Fatiha, just think the duas I'm making. Right in Arafat. So what we want, every day we can be, every namaz we in Arafat. Or ruku or sujood. Or rakate manin dorne hai, darmiyan safa marwa. And now you're standing, you're in Arafat. Now you went for ruku, you went for sajda, you have to go to Muzdalifah, you have to go to Mina, then you have to go for you first made your tawaf, you have to do your safa and marwa, your sa'i. Now you're running between safa and marwa. You're going into ruku, you're coming up again, you're going into your sajda. So this movement of all the time, imagine, just think I'm in Hajj. What an enjoyment and what a great gift. Can we say namaz is a burden? Can we say I don't have time? Somebody say you are very busy person. Person says, hey, I want to take you for Hajj. Say I'm busy, but no, I'll make my plan. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, Allah is giving us every day. We're getting Hajj, we're getting Zakat, we're getting all these things. And free of charge, just for 2 rakat salah. But myself, I haven't understand what I stood on. Who am I? Who is my Rabb? How great, whose court I'm going to, and we just take it lightly. So this is when we come understand, then what is namaz? No person will want to leave out his namaz, under any circumstances. And that is why Allah said, you even sick, you can't sit and read namaz. Lay down and make namaz also, Allahu Akbar, because it's such a great gift. Or, so that is, you're running, you're going between Safa and Marwa. Or bajai, اور موقوف کرنا کھانا پینا بجائے روزہ کے. Now in namaz you said your takbir e tahreema, now no eating, you no drinking, you not allowed to eat and drink. In other words, now you have put a restriction on your nafs, that even you very thirsty, but you started your namaz, you say, no, I can't drink now. After I finish my namaz, I'll bear that thirst. So now when you are not drinking, not eating, and there's no question of looking at your wife in namaz or anything, so you're in the masjid, so now you're in roza. And Hazrat explains to a greater degree, in more, the stronger roza. And what is that? Bajai roza ke, isliye ke som band karna nafs ka hai. Aur band karne se nafs ke ek saath bhi unki khwahishon se ek surat som ko ho jati hai. And what actually fasting means? To control, to restrict your passion and your desires. Your desires are there. You want to look at this, you want to hear this. No, I'm roza. How can your desires want to eat? There's a cold bottle of water in your fridge. You see it, but you say, if only I didn't have roza, I should have this bottle. So you restrict your nerves totally. So here in namaz, you are restricting yourself. So in fact, just to restrict your desire for one moment is regarded as roza. But here, Allahu Akbar, in namaz, it is to a higher degree. And what is that? بلکہ بنسبت روزے کے ایک تو زیادہ بند کرنا ہے. اس واسطے کے توجہ ظاہری اور باطنی طرف غیر کے کرنا نہیں چاہیے. One is you fasting, you restricting yourself, but you can still do other work, you can go to your business, you can look at your wife, you can do other things. In namaz, to a greater extent, you're not only stopping from eating, drinking, but you can't turn your attention towards anybody. Nobody, you must keep your attention focused, your eyes at the place of sajda. In other words, keep your mind focused. I'm in the royal court of my Allah. I am in court. Allah Ta'ala is giving me instructions. Allah Ta'ala is strengthening and boosting my connection with Him. So now, to a greater degree, you try, you restrict your soul even further. And this will come when we do the cause of marifat. When we do the cause of zikr and coming to the khanqah for that purpose. Not just come here, you came for itikaf, very good. But if we come, we don't search for this program. We only search for one program of Hazrat and we think we're going to benefit. You'll benefit there. But Hazrat has put all these programs together to get the full comprehension benefit. Otherwise we'll get. But we won't go back with the real, what we came to get. And it will take a whole lifetime to get that connection with Allah. But as you're getting it, then like you're doing a course, or you're studying, or you're doing a course, the driver's license, learning how to drive, etc. Now you go for your test, you want to know, did I pass or not? What's my result? So exactly the same. You'll want to know, is the connection of Allah coming in my heart? You will come to know yourself, although as you come to realize, you'll realize, where is Allah? Allah is so pure. Allah is so magnificent. Allah is so great. Me in His court. You'll realize your namaz is faulty, but at least you'll be able to check, is there some connection coming or not? Or it's just like my namaz, up and down, kiss the ground, back to town, last in, last out, and we complain, the labor laws are like this now. Hazrat says, we don't uphold the commands of Allah, and because of our negligence, Allah brings laws. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. You oppress yourself by disobeying Allah's command. Allah put oppressive people to force you now, and you say you're blaming the government. Now government, they made the law. Person was employed last, when you're retrenching, he must be retrenched first. Allah says, we come last in the masjid, rushing. Imam just made salam like a spring. No dua, we're rushing out of the masjid. And Jummah also, after Jummah namaz also, how sad it is. So a person realizes this, and then see, you enjoy, now you are restricting yourself in namaz, and you're turning your attention away, and that is why Hazrat taught us, read this dua while you're walking to the masjid, or before you're starting your namaz, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Now I have made my direction only to my great creator, who created not only me, the heavens and the earth Allah created, everything, and Allah is putting now His full attention to me immediately, as you will learn here in front. بلکہ بنسبت روزے کے ایک طور زیادہ بند کرنا اس واسطے کہ توجہ ظاہری اور باطنی طرف غیر کے کرنا نہیں چاہیے. Even outward attention, even your eyes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you look around, shaitan will lift away your namaz. You won't realize you're not in namaz. And your heart also, if you turn your heart's attention somewhere else, where we will be. We won't know we perform namaz and we are already out of the masjid. So, or dafa karna, what is jihad of namaz? Dafa karna shaitan, or mashakkat mein dalna nafs ka, uski sunnaton ke aukaat mein namaz, uske waaste jihad hai. And now, what is jihad? To fight against shaitan, to fight against your enemy. So you are actually, when you're going for namaz, you feel lazy, but you say, no, I move shaitan one side. I'm the royal servant of Allah. I have to go and obey my master. And it's just my honor. It's not just my duty. I have to go and move shaitan out of my way. And it becomes difficult sometimes. Fajr time, you say, I'm very tired. No, you put yourself through that difficulty, like you're going in jihad in the path of Allah. You move shaitan out of your way. And to perform namaz on its correct time, sunnah time, that is, if not, I'll perform later, etc. And the other thing also, our Hazrat is teaching us these days, that even imams, etc., people in the masjid, now we are following the Salafis. Just the time for salat enters, our namaz time starts. We've been reading namaz overworked. That is not sunnah time, especially according to Hanafi. Sunnah time is not just when Fajr time starts. Now, that is the other mazhab. And that also, still there must be a little gap. Yeah, we are preparing our masjid for the Salafis to take over. That's just early namaz, even in the summer. And Isha namaz, so early we're having. Just Isha namaz, time set in, hardly 5 minutes azan is going. And then namaz. And after that, what we're going to do? Just be wasting time on the cell phone. Just be wasting time on the porn site. You're supposed to be the royal slave of Allah. And you're supposed to get that courage. Now you build your connection with Allah. Now already wait for Fajr. That now I must go sleep early. I must be ready. I must be early in my master's court again. But, so this is jihad. That on his appointed time. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has put a special chapter in his Bukhari Sharif. Az-zihabu lil-masjid lil-jum'ah kal-jihad. That a person who goes for Jummah namaz and leaves all his work aside, prepares early for Jummah, he's like making jihad in the path of Allah. Because he's thinking, and especially how, one is the test from Allah, that on the day of Jummah, you think, hey, this is a business day. Like how the Jews also got caught up. Allah says, oh believers, why are you getting caught up? إِذَا نُودِيَ لِصَلَاتِ مِيَوْمِ الْجُمَّةِ فَصَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُ الْبَيْءِ. Leave all your trade, everything one side. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. This is good for you. But when we don't know what is good for us, then we think, no, for me to have a sheikh and to sit in front of, it's too much. No, this will bring all the power for you. This will bring all the connection with Allah Ta'ala. You can't get connected to Allah Ta'ala without the man of Allah. That is why Allah taught us, ask for Sirati Mustaqim, immediately, which is the path? The path of the Anbiya alayhi mustalatu wasalam. Those who followed in that. So this is that way to realize that what a great gift now. Under all circumstances, who want to miss out namaz? Who want to think that it's a burden? You just say, now you think I'm going in jihad. That no, leave everything. And I'm going straight. On time I must be in the masjid. What my jamaat, etc. Lekin, but another important aspect also. Lekin namaz mein dil ki huzuri, dil ki shart hai, ke badun uske namaz puri nahi likhi jati hai. Now you keep all these aspects in your mind, that I'm going, I'm giving zakat, I'm going for hajj, I'm keeping roza, all these things. But when you come in namaz, most important, your mind must be attentive. You must know that as like we, before you start, just think, Allah, I am now in your court. You call me, O Allah, it is a great appreciation. Without calling me, I'm supposed to be coming to your court. But you gave me a royal invitation also. So Allah, I'm here. So your heart has to be present. Your mind has to be present. And for that, that is why the connection with the Shaykh, to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, etc. Otherwise we think that, no, I'm doing this thing. But you will find your mind is not present. We're not there. And when a person's mind is not present, then Hazrat says, so sad will be you in namaz, but you're getting nothing out of your namaz. What will happen according to how much connection you build with Allah, how much of this love of Allah has penetrated your heart, with how much eagerness you go, and when you stand attentively when you're starting your namaz, Allahu Akbar, I throw both the worlds behind me. Oh Allah, I surrender to you now. Oh Allah, I need your full attention. Immediately Allah's full attention comes to you. And Allah's focus is with you. But when you're not attentive, then what happens? Badoon iske puri namaz nahi likhi jati. Without the concentration and attention of your heart in namaz and your mind, and you think of these aspects lightly, then you won't get the full reward of namaz. Some of us, like if we check whether I'm passing or failing, how much connection I got with Allah, we'll find, be honest to yourself, I still maybe got 1%, 2%. Just so accordingly, how much connection you got in your heart with Allah Ta'ala in namaz, accordingly, your full reward, you won't get 100% reward of salah. Baaz ke liye, balke kabhi aadi likar, kabhi tihai. Some people are getting 50% of all this reward. Some people are getting 1/3 or ya chotai. Some people are getting 1/4 of the reward. Some people ya panchwa hissa, ya chata hissa. Somebody 1/5, somebody 1/6, ya satwa 1/7, ya atwa 1/8, ya nawa, ya daswa. And some people only 1/10 we getting of our namaz. So when we do the cause and we build our connection with Allah Ta'ala, then see inshallah, Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness will realize, I messed up my namaz, but you tried your best to put your attention and you made this effort, you made this jihad on your nafs, and Allah Ta'ala will accordingly reward you. You see, waste ke hazm, and how to just get this attention? Nothing difficult. Don't think where it is for me. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very easy. Just learn how to change a wheel. And you see, I thought, how to change a wheel must be a big job. How I'm going to take out that wheel? And Allahu Akbar. But when you learn, oh, this is easy. 5-10 minutes, so easy. And you won't be worried whether your hands are going to get dirty or anything. My car will be on its way again. So exactly the same. So a person who do this cause, then you realize, and how it is so easy. I see waste ke har rukan namaz mein itna tere ki koi lahza huzuri muyassar ho aur huzuri kai tarah par hai. And just think, every posture of yours, just stand with complete ease and just be attentive that now I'm in standing posture, I'm in qiyam in front of Allah. You go in ruku, I'm in ruku in front of Allah Ta'ala. And so to say, Allah commanded me to be in qiyam. So as long as Allah commands me, I'll remain in that posture. Then when you have to go for ruku, now Allah's command came, I was going ruku. Now I'll remain in ruku. So just that, even for 1 second, that thought is, you're getting a pass mark. You are in, you're conscious that you're in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And our pious elders, Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, for weak people like myself, has made it so easy. He says in your whole namaz also, at the end you realize, oh, I'm sitting in a tayyat, I'm sitting in the court of Allah. Even that one moment that presence came, you'll get a pass mark. Although who just wants just, today the pass mark is coming lesser and lesser. Now you get 30%, you pass and you became a big PhD, but you know absolutely nothing. So we have to see, we all want high pass marks. But at least start. Let me start getting a pass mark. That is why we come here, Allah brought us here. Make shukr to Allah. Pray Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, grant us your marifat. Grant us the proper attention when we sit in the programs, etc. And then to get this attention and concentration and devotion in namaz, Allah made it easy. There are many, many different ways, as Hazrat explained. That one is just to think when you're reading, What subject matter I'm reading. For example, you're reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Just be conscious, I'm reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That is now the first stage. So easy. Who doesn't know? I'm reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Otherwise, we read it also. Somebody asks you read Surah Fatiha. I don't know if I read it. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of our tawfiq understanding. We make this effort and see what enjoyment of life we will get. Most important, the closeness of Allah. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah.